Some of you may remember a conversation we had earlier this year with Ben Harris. He's a 45-year-old medical physicist from Bloomington, Indiana, who was diagnosed last year with Lou Gehrig's disease, or ALS. About 30,000 people in the U.S. have ALS, which gradually robs them of the ability to move, speak, and eventually breathe on their own. It's typically fatal within 3 to 5 years. Ben had taken part in an FDA-approved trial for a compound called NP001, made by the drug company Neurontis. But when the trial ended, so did his treatments. So Ben joined a growing community of patients conducting do-it-yourself drug trials. They actually brew up their own treatments, and they figured out that the main ingredient in NP001 is sodium chlorite, so they began injecting themselves with it and sharing the results online. We first interviewed Ben back in May. He had difficulty speaking then, so producer Kevin Sullivan interviewed him through an online chat. We asked our colleague Steph Kotsonis to read back the transcript with Kevin.
Can you start by describing what your condition's like now? For example, you can obviously type, but what are your physical limitations?
At this point, I'm at the tail end of being able to communicate verbally and being able to eat. I'd say in a few months I won't be able to utter a word, and I'll need to have a feeding tube placed. All my muscles are affected. Walking is slow, and climbing stairs is getting a little challenging. I have to exercise caution. One might not even be able to tell by observing me that there's anything wrong in those areas other than speech, but it takes a great deal of effort to appear normal.
After the Neurontis clinical trial for NP001 ended, you started taking sodium chlorite on your own, injecting yourself with it. Are you still doing that, and do you think it's been effective?
Yeah, I am still doing the injections. Although the positive effect of sodium chloride did begin to wear off near the end of the NP001 trial, and it seems to have little effect now, other than a possible slowing of my disease, I did have one hint that it may still be helping. About 1 month ago, after one of my self-infusions, my swallowing improved, just as it had done in the beginning of the study. That lasted for about 1 week and then faded. I was just about to give up on it, but this event has made me even more determined to stick with it as long as I am able.
Do you think there's a possibility you could be chasing ghosts by taking the sodium chlorite, maybe hoping for something that might not even be there?
Certainly. However, sodium chloride is different from any other substance tested for ALS, either formally or informally, in that it has actually improved the status of those who took it, if only temporarily. Nothing has ever done that.
You're sharing the results of taking sodium chloride by taking part in an ad hoc study where you share your information on a website called Patients Like Me. How do you hope that information is going to be used? And do you feel that the analysis could end up helping you?
I understand that the likelihood of one of these ad hoc studies leading to a significant discovery is low. But that's only half the point. It is a horrible feeling thinking about the hundreds of substances out there and wondering whether one of them helps, but you are missing out. My hope is that the information will ultimately be analyzed by the mathematicians at Patients Like Me. It will be admittedly noisy data, but mathematical algorithms have become sophisticated to the point that they can filter out much of this noise. I do hope that I hit pay dirt with one of these trials, but the chance of this happening is unlikely. However, my actions today may help the 44-year-old male with a wonderful family and nothing but good things to look forward to who gets this diagnosis next year or next decade.
But, you know, when the Wall Street Journal reported on this do-it-yourself movement to treat ALS, they spoke to doctors and researchers who said one concern is that no one really knows for certain what changes Neurontis, that's the company doing the NP001 clinical trial, what changes they've made to the sodium chloride. So you might not even be taking the same thing that's being administered under the clinical trial.
These are very valid concerns, but what makes this kind of statement difficult to listen to without eliciting a strong negative reaction from me is that none of these doctors or researchers has taken the time to read our discussion threads or join the conversation. If they had, they would understand that although Neurontis has not publicly stated what is in NP001, we have figured it out. And if any of these doctors or researchers would take the time to read the discussion forums and follow the paper trail that we have uncovered, they would agree. The offhand skeptical remark that we don't know what NP001 is made out of sheer laziness. What is equally offensive is the implication that because we are mere patients, we are incapable of understanding the science or biology surrounding this or any drug. We are a group of extremely well-educated, careful, and determined people who have collectively spent thousands of hours poring over academic journals and patent applications.
Well, what about your family? How do they feel about you trying these treatments on your own? Or do they trust you because you're a medical physicist and you have an area of expertise that other people with ALS don't?
I think my background does help immensely. I understand the science behind these things, I understand the mathematics of the chances, and I am not blinded by hope. As for my wife, she trusts me and pretty much leaves the decision on what to try up to me. She sees me spending literally hundreds of hours researching these things and knows that unless I felt they were safe, I wouldn't do them. I have a son who's 7, and he's completely unaware of what I'm trying.
Well, that makes me think. You say you spend literally hundreds of hours researching these things and doing work on this. And I wonder, how much longer do you plan on doing this? Because it sounds like you're spending a lot of time and energy researching and working on treatments. But are you maybe giving up something else on the other end, like the limited time that you have with your family?
That's a great question. Actually, the instant I was diagnosed, I changed my lifestyle to spend more time with my family. Prior to my diagnosis, I traveled extensively for my job, spending as much as a month on the road at a time. I missed the majority of my son's childhood from age 2 to 5, some of the most precious years of his childhood. That I did merely to earn a paycheck, not to save my life. I'm still working full-time, but I no longer travel, and as soon as the clock strikes 5, I close my laptop and stop working and put work out of my mind. I devote every minute of the evening to my wife and son. I'm a night owl, so as soon as they go to bed, I dive into the DIY research again. I plan to do this until I'm no longer physically able to take care of myself. When I reach the point where I can no longer walk or move my hands, it's pretty much game over.
Again, that's our colleague Steph Kotsonis reading back an online conversation that producer Kevin Sullivan had with Ben Harris, who's suffering from ALS. Since we interviewed Ben back in May, he and his brother have started working on a documentary about the do-it-yourself drug trial movement. As for Ben's condition, he can no longer eat solid foods or speak, and he says walking is extremely difficult. He predicts that he has less than a year to live. Ben wrote this to us. I have tried many DIY experiments. None of them have made a dent in my rate of progression. But the important thing is that my attempts are recorded. This is what I have been fighting for. As I say on the signature of all my posts, if it is done in secret, it is done in vain. We'll be back in a minute, here and now.